Truly, there's power in the blood of the Lamb. Praise God. You can be seated now if you like. I want to say that I'm real thankful to see you in the house of the Lord tonight. I trust that you love the Lord Jesus, that you're honest and sincere in your heart, that you wouldn't do anything at all unlike Jesus to bring His wrath or His displeasure upon you. There's something that I often think about, and that is, the Bible said, if your ways please God, if your ways please God, then He maketh thine enemies to be at peace with you. That means the way that I talk, the things that I say, the things that I do, the way I treat others, the way I go about my transactions and business with my fellow man, the very daily activities of my life, of how I present myself and how I carry myself about in this life, how that I spend money, the way I spend it and what I spend it for, and whatever it might consist of, my dealings with my wife and my children, my friends, if my ways please God, He maketh mine enemies to be at peace with me.
Amen.
If my ways, my daily activities, my daily doings, my daily words, my daily fellowship and transactions with my fellow man, if they do not please God, then mine enemies are not at peace with me. And Satan can come right in and cause me trouble. But I praise God because God lets me know what's going on. A lot of times I don't tell you what's going on if He lets me know, because I just let you believe what you want to and do like you want to. Sometimes God turns us over to reprobate mind to let us believe a lie and be damned. And I just go on and let a person believe just what they want to. A lot of times when God has showed me the condition of their heart. Now, if they're sincere and true, I won't do that. If I know that they're really sincere and true, or it's the problem all the time, and just looking for something, well, I just let them go right on and let them believe what they want to. But if our ways please God, He makes our enemies to be at peace with us. And I want my ways to please God.
Amen.
I want my ways to please God. Satan, thy enemy, goeth about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. The Bible said, for he knoweth that he hath but a short time in this world. And he is our enemy, and death is our enemy. And all evil spirits are our enemy that work through people. But if our ways please God, then he'll make them all be at peace with us. Now, a lot of people don't realize it, but the reason America is in war tonight, the reason America's having all of the trouble, is because her ways doesn't please God.
Amen.
That's the trouble. If her ways pleased God, she wouldn't have any problems. But her ways doesn't please God. When a church starts having trouble, it's because their ways don't please God. When Israel had trouble, it was because of their ways. Their ways failed to please God. When their ways was pleasing to God, He made their enemies to be at peace with them. If you're having trouble out of your neighbor, it's because your ways are not pleasing God. If you're having trouble out of your children, it's because your ways are not pleasing God. If you're having financial problems, it's because the things you do don't please God. Amen. That's right, brother, sister. If we're having trouble with our salvation, it's because our ways are not pleasing God. Family trouble or whatever it is, if you're having trouble with your body physically, it's because your ways are not pleasing God. Amen. That's right. No matter how we look at it, it's just exactly that way. Now, so then all we have to do is please God. Now, Jesus' secret was, I do always the things that please the Father. Hallelujah. Hereby we assure our hearts before God, for we do the things that please God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I appreciate God tonight, and I want to say again that I thank God for the pledges that was given in. I don't believe in pledges. I won't say pledges because I don't believe in pledges, Dan. I never am. But the Bible said, let every man purpose in his heart that which he will give unto God. Let him purpose in his heart. And that he, after that he purposes in his heart, wants to let the brethren know what he's purposed in his heart, that we might have a unified effort, then I think that's wonderful. I appreciate that, and I thank God for it.
Amen.
You might say, well, I don't see it like that. Well, Paul said, whatever you're going to give to the poor, get it together before I come. Your purpose in your heart, then get it together, and we'll come over and get it. Praise God. So they all got together, let each other know what they're going to do, and they've done it, and that was it. So, really, it's not pledging, because I don't believe in pledging. I never have. Now, we don't bind you to anything. We don't ask you to do anything. As a matter of fact, the other night, I never asked you for an offering. I never asked you for one dime. The other night, I never asked you to pledge nor to give. I got up and said I wanted to give a $500 offering to God, and I believe that God would give it to me. And some of the others waxed bold and said, I believe I want to do the same thing.
Amen.
So my wife said, I want to give $300, and I believe God will give it to me. And I said, well, if she's going to get $300, I'll add two more. We'll just give $1,000 to God.
Hallelujah.
And I said, I believe that God will give it to us. And sure enough, he's already given us all of it but $115. Praise God. So if you don't watch out, I thought I was going to be last. But the Bible said the last to be first. If you don't watch out, I'll be first. But all right, but $115 having my $1,000. Betty's money and my money, and I praise God for that. I think God's wonderful. He can do anything, can't he? And then besides that, I got to help a little bit on that house over yonder that we was doing for the Lord that brought about $800 over there. I got to do a little bit on that. I praise God for that. So I thank God for his wonderful blessings. God is good, isn't he? Hallelujah. He wants to bless us. Brother Jim don't like but $125 having his $1,000 in. No, his $1,300. Is that right, Jim? Didn't you pledge $1,300? $1,300. You know why you can't do nothing for God? Because you haven't got faith, my brother. Amen. You ask somebody to give $10, Dad, and that's a great big hurdle that they can't get over. But so come on, and I believe you can do better than that if you use your faith to give $100. My, that's a mountain. That's a mountain. But I'll tell you what. Praise God. If you'll have faith in God, you can give $1,000 and take the wings of an eagle. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Ride right over the storm altogether. I believe that with all my heart. I do. I believe that. Amen. It reminds me, Brother Tom came to me tonight and said he wanted to give $50. Also, he wasn't here the night we pledged, but he said he wanted to give $50 toward the top. And Brother Frank Beretta come by today and said he wanted to give $500 and gave $500. Him and Dale. So they wasn't here. But they want to give $500. I think it's wonderful, don't you?
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Somebody will take you crying if you don't watch out.
Amen.
Amen. When God's going to do something, he'll do it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I love the Lord. Don't you love the Lord?
Amen.
Everyone that pledged, I appreciate that from my heart. Or everyone that purpose in their heart. That there was going to give. I'm so thankful that I purpose in my heart to give, Brother Grady. And I made the statement the other day when I didn't have anything to give. I said, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to give it. But Grady and Frank and I was riding up the road to go up here to work on the house up here. And by the way, we finished the house today. And I made the statement. I said, I'm so glad to God that I pledged $1,000 on purpose in my heart to give $1,000 to God. I praise God for it that day as I went up the road. You know, some people, they purpose in their heart to give, and they're so sorry. When they get out, they feel like the world's come down on them. They feel so crushing. They begin to think about their debts and all this stuff. My brother, you ought to not to purpose in your heart to give to God if you ain't got no more faith than that. I mean that from my heart. Amen. You ought not to purpose in your heart if you ain't got no more faith than that. Hallelujah. You know what you're doing? You're gambling. You're gambling. When somebody says, I'm going to give $1,000 and they don't believe they can get $1,000 or they don't really have faith to believe God's going to take care of it, they're gambling. All they're doing is taking a chance. They're just taking a chance. That's all. Amen. Amen. But you've got to believe. Hallelujah. You've got to believe. And that's what I'm trying to get you to do is increase your faith. Believe. If God makes it where you can do one thing, like Cornelius, a lot of people say, well, I would love to get in touch with God. I'd love to see an angel appear to me. The Bible said, even though Cornelius didn't even have a preacher, never had even known about the fivefold ministry, the kingdom of God had never been open to him. But the Bible said that he prayed to God always. And gave much alms unto the people.
Right.
Hallelujah. And he fasted. And God sent an angel from heaven. And it came down and talked with him and told him what he had to do to be saved. Hallelujah. That's right. He gave to God always. And he prayed to God always. And he fasted to God always. And God came down. God heard him. God said, Cornelius, you done give so much to the poor. You done give so many things to the poor. Said it's done come up as a memorial before God. A lot of people want to see the angel, but they don't want to do much giving. But the Bible said, Brother Jim, that he gave much alms to the people.
Right.
Much alms to the people. Somebody said, well, he's probably an old rich fellow that had plenty of money. The Bible don't say that. The Bible doesn't say he was rich. Just said he was a centurion, that's all. Praise. You might as well solve it up. I'm going to preach to you anyway. That's right. I know you got all kind of silly ideas, some of you. But you might as well get them out of your mind because I'm going to preach to you anyway.
Thank the Lord.
Amen. Amen. I love you. I appreciate you. But we have so many dreams around here that I get up on, I'm on trial every time I get up. Amen. That's right. But I praise God. I still feel the Holy Ghost. And I still pray to God. I still feel like preaching the gospel.
Amen.
Amen. So you can dream all you want to about me. They've dreamed I died and I went crazy and I'm chewing tobacco and dipping snuff and spitting and sputting and everything else. But it don't make no difference. I'm sure they had some dreams about Jesus and some dreams about the disciples and all those things. But nevertheless, they just went right on preaching the gospel. Hallelujah. Praise God. They dreamed my wife was going to die how many years ago? I don't know how many dreams they had about her dying. But praise God, dead, we got down on our knees and prayed to God. And God spared, and that was many, many years ago. Somebody said, well, give her enough time, she'll die if they dream it. I know she will. She might be die of old age, but she'll die. There'll come a day. You say you're mocking dreams? No, I'm praising God.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm not mocking dreams. I don't mock dreams. It doesn't matter whether they're good about me or bad about me. I don't mock dreams because there might be something wrong with me. Who knows? But I tell you one thing. You'll get in bad shape when you put the preacher on trial because you had a dream. He's not in bad shape. You're in bad shape.
Amen.
Because you're taking your faith out of the Word of God and you're going to die and go to hell.
Amen.
Amen. Now, if there's something wrong with him, well, you need to pray for him. If God showed you something bad about him, God must be saying you don't pray enough for the preacher. You ought to pray for him. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. I was talking to see him. Sometimes he shows you a dream to show you your condition. That's right. Don't look bad till you see the preacher doing it. I said, don't look as bad. You can't make up your mind whether it's wrong or not till you see the preacher doing it. And then you decide, well, it does look pretty bad after all. Amen. That's right, Jimmy.
Amen.
Praise God. You can say amen or oh me. I come up here to preach to you. I know you don't like it. If I cut across you a little bit, I know you don't like it. But I'm going to do it anyway.
Amen.
Praise God. I love you, but nobody don't ask you to come here. Nobody don't ask you to come here. You come here if you want to hear the gospel. If you don't want to hear the gospel, that's all right. Amen. That's all right. You don't have to come. Nobody asks you to come. I never ask anybody that I remember to come and sit under my preaching unless they wanted to hear God. Amen.
Amen.
Now, if you want to hear it, you're welcome here. If you don't, well, you don't have to come. There's one thing about it, I'm saying this because it has been bukus of dreams lately. All kind of dreams, and everything has got in a turmoil and into this and that, and this brother dreams about that sister, and that sister dreams about this brother, and that and dreams about this and this, and had a prophecy on that, and this and had a revelation on that, and they got all in a jumble up mess.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
But here's the Word of God. Here's the Word of God. This is the foundation. This is the way.
Amen.
Jesus said, I am the truth and I am the way. This is the truth and I am the way. Amen. I dreamed the other night, if you want to get into dreams, I dream a fella kept getting in my way and I finally just had to call him out to get him out of the way. Every time I went to move, his spirit was in my way. He was in the way till I finally had to just tell him to sit down. Amen. He just kept getting in the way. Now, he said, who it is? Or who is it? Well, I know. If the Lord wants you to know, He'll tell you. Amen. Praise God. A lot of times I have dreams about you. Did you know that? Amen. A lot of times you come in and you say, I had a dream. And I just sit with this net and I think, you don't know what I dreamed about you, do you? That's right. A lot of times I sit there and, yeah, you know what I said? I say, yeah, You don't know that I saw you as a meddler in a dream the other night, did you? You don't know that God showed me you was a busybody, did you? You don't know that. Like somebody come to me on time and says, your dream? I had a dream. I said, and finally I just told them, I said, but you didn't know that God showed me you going down the road with your hair all messed up and your clothes dirty and filthy, and you're so filthy that I didn't even want to fellowship you, but I was ashamed of you. I said, you didn't know that, did you? So you don't never know, do you? You don't never know. So if you have a dream about me, I said, all right. I'm not against the dream because it could be God. That's right. Now, I don't mock dreams. But I tell you what, people need to be mocked that get their faith in dreams and off of the Word of God. People need to be mocked that get their faith in dreams, or their faith in prophecies, or their faith in people and off of the Word of God. Somebody said, well, I don't believe you're just right, Brother Pike. Well, you ain't supposed to have faith in me anyway. I'm not God. Amen. I said, I'm not God. What are you doing with faith in me? You're supposed to have faith in the Word.
Amen.
So that if you got faith in the Word, what I am ain't going to bother you at all. Won't bother you at all. Praise God. Like Brother Taylor said today, Brother Frank Taylor made the statement, said, if I didn't have confidence in the preacher, I wouldn't go to where he was preaching.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Somebody said, aha, I'll quit. Well, okay. Okay, I had a lot of folks to do that, you know. But it just seemed like somebody, every time somebody quits, it seems like somebody else comes. Every time somebody else quits, God always sends somebody else. And it just is a consequence, it always been somebody to preach to. Hallelujah. I love you, sir. You're trying to hurt me? No, I'm trying to wake you up. The Bible said when they awoke, they saw His glory. I'm trying to wake you up out of that state that you're getting in, my brother. And my sister, in dreaming, and even prophecies. I told a young minister one time, I said, you better watch prophecies. You know, people come around and lay their hands on you, yea, my son, and yea, my daughter, and thus saith the Lord. I said, you better watch that, or you're going to get in trouble. But he didn't watch it, and he got in trouble. He got in trouble. The Bible said, when one prophesies, let the other judge. You know, a lot of people don't want you to judge nothing. Did you know that? But the Bible said, let them judge. Amen. I don't mind you judging my preaching. Amen. I don't mind you judging it by the Word of God, but I don't want you judging by no dreams. I don't want you judging by no prophecies. I don't want you judging by no visions. I want you to judge it by God's Word. Hallelujah. When he gets off the Word, well, that's all right, then. That's time to do something. But as long as it's the Word of God, well, then just forget about all the other. If you don't see me like you want to see me, well, pray for me. The songwriter said, I need the prayers of those I love. So pray for me. Hallelujah. I love the Lord tonight. I appreciate God, and I'm not trying to hurt you, not trying to drive you off. You're welcome here. We want you here. But sometimes, I don't know why it is, but sometimes people take things for granted and they feel like they're the ones that's keeping everything going. And if it wasn't for them, well, what would happen, you know, to God's kingdom? They can't figure out what would happen to God's kingdom if it wasn't for them. Well, I found out one day what would happen to it if it wasn't for me. It'd just go right on anyway. It wouldn't be no difference. Amen. If I die and just go on time just as beautiful, amen. If I die dead and I can't preach, well, Tom, he'll just get up here and preach right on.
Hallelujah.
Brother Taylor, he'll just preach right on. Hallelujah. Let's go right on with the kingdom of God. And if you die, it'll be the same thing. I'll preach right on. Or somebody else will preach right on. The kingdom of God will just keep right on going.
Amen.
They're not important at all. Not important at all. But that God's important. Real important. Now, if he stops, the kingdom of God will stop. But he isn't going to stop. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. So then, the kingdom of God is going to continue on, my brother, in spite of your dreams and visions and what have you. Now, and I want to say again, I'm not mocking the dreams. Some of them's of the devil. I want you to know that to start with. Some of them, The Bible said some of them come from the multitude of business, busybodies and meddling around. And the Bible said some folks are filthy dreamers. That's all they ever do is the devil uses them to tap something and to smite the shepherd so the sheep will be scattered in the eyes of the children. Always dreaming something that causes division and trouble. And then some of them are dreams of God. But there's one thing that I love about the dreams that come from God, the prophecies that come from God, and the visions that come from God. The Bible said the wisdom that cometh from God is first peaceable.
Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Easily to be entreated. Without partiality. Full of mercy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And if you're dreaming these kind of dreams and having these kind of visions and prophecies, God bless you, because that's God. Amen. But if you're just having dreams, smite the shepherd and tear up the flock and scatter the sheep and cause trouble and division, that's of the devil, because the devil is the author of confusion and God is the author of peace. You love the Lord? Say amen. Don't you feel the same? Hallelujah. I praise God for God. I praise God for Jesus. And I praise God for every one of you that love the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. So that I'm not mocking your dream. I judge your dream because I'm supposed to. And I judge it by the word of the Lord. That's why I was quoting the scripture to you. Hallelujah. But I'm not mocking the dreams. But we've just had so many of them here lately. And I don't pay too much attention to them, Brother John, until people start getting out of sorts. But when I see people start drawing back, now I see this brother over here, and he looks at this brother over here, and you go to talk to him, and every time you see him, he's shining around this brother and this sister over here, and you think, well, what's wrong with him? But then you finally talk to him, he said, I had a dream about that brother. I said, you did? Yeah, well, it was a bad dream. And I think, now, isn't that something? The Bible said, if you see your brother overtaken in a fault, ye that are spiritual, restore such one in the spirit of meekness, considering yourselves, lest ye be tempted also. And here he is more holy than thou. And he separated himself by a dream. When the Bible tells him to strive to keep the unity of the Spirit.
Amen.
In the body of fellowship. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And here he is, he's letting a dream cause that kind of stuff to go on among the saints of God. And feels like God's been talking to him. But as a result, the woman, boy, a girl, or man, whoever it might be, that takes this outlook contrary to the Word of God, gets separated from God's people, wind up in a mess, and everything blows up in their face, and the kingdom of God goes right on.
Amen.
My brother, there's one thing you can be sure of. The Bible said if you walk in the light as He is in the light, you'll have fellowship one with another. So then when you get a dream, and that dream starts separating you from the flock of God, you're walking in darkness.
Amen.
You're walking in your carnal mind. It's darkness. That's a carnal mind dream from the multitude of business. But if you have a dream from God, it'll make you walk in the light as He is in the light, and you'll have fellowship one with another. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. And if a brother's doing wrong, the Bible said, help him, lest such a one be swallowed up with much sorrow.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. So then I love you. I appreciate you. And I want to help you. And if I pick up a chastening rod, it's all right. The Bible said, he that beateth his children, he'll save their soul from hell.
Amen.
Said, beat them and won't kill them, but you'll save their soul from hell. Sometimes they need a beating. The Bible didn't say spank them. It said beat them. Beat them. Amen. Spoil the rod and spoil the child. Got a lot of spoiled children in some of the churches today because nobody ever speaks wrong to them. But a good daddy sometimes will lift up his voice at the children. Sometimes he'll correct them, Brother Jim. Sometimes he'll lift up a rod. Amen. A good dad will do it. Hallelujah. Praise God. I guess Atlee is about as soft-spoken as anybody in our midst. And I appreciate him, but I've seen him get wroth. And I've seen him get upset. I heard some of the brothers say, I've never seen him mad. Well, he must have been living in another place. I have. Amen. A number of times. And I've seen him lift his voice up, too, when he gets aggravated. He don't go get nasty about it, but he lifts up his voice. And Myron and the others know he means business, because he says it the way they understand it. Is that right, Stevie? Amen. I've heard him say it just exactly like he meant it. And they knew they better do what he said. Not only that, but he'll take the rod. He takes the rod. And I understand he's pretty thorough when he takes it. So I believe in that, folks. I believe in that. I had to get on to my David and Susie. I believe it was yesterday. Really had to lay the letter on David and Susie. But I had to do it. I didn't want to do it, but I had to do it. That's the only way I know to do. Amen. The Bible said he that loves his child will chasten him, be time. If you'll beat him, you'll save his soul from hell. But you folks that won't let him be corrected, you that won't let him be beat, you that don't want nobody to correct your children, they're going to die and go to hell. Amen. The blood's going to be on your hand because you're to blame. And you say, I just can't stand to whip one of them, but you better shake yourself up. God commanded you to do it. I don't believe in daddies beating young'uns just because they get upset at the young'un, or they get bereaved at the young'un, or just get disturbed at the young'un, but I believe that they ought to correct the children.
Amen.
Amen. Dad corrected me. I remember one time when my dad laid the leather on me, when I tell you what, I begged him not to kill me. I remember it just as if it had been yesterday. And I said, Daddy, don't kill me. Daddy, don't kill me. Daddy, please don't kill me. I thought he was going to kill me. I didn't know. And Mama beating on the door and snorting like a horse. You better leave my son alone. You better leave my child alone. But Daddy was too smart for that. He done locked the door. Because he knew when he started whipping us, Mama would come in on him like a tiger. But he locked the door. And boy, I was helpless because I was counting on Mama, but she couldn't get in. Amen. That's right. When Daddy got through, he said, that was enough. And I tell you what, that done the job too. Amen. That taught me respect for my daddy. When my daddy told me something, he told me one time, he said, son, I want you to go to school today. And I thought, well, I will, you know, till he got out of my sight. Dad had to work in an old cotton mill. But the thing is, he could see a long ways from that old cotton mill down there on the village. And I didn't go. And I well remember when Daddy come home, and when Daddy began to whip me, and was going to whip me up the street, and it didn't hurt as much as it embarrassed me to whip me up the street to the schoolhouse in front of all the little boys and girls. But I tell you what, it taught me respect. And I love him. He's sitting over here today. I love him. I appreciate him. For every lick that he put upon my back, I appreciate him. I appreciate Mom's love for wanting to protect me. But Daddy done what was right. Praise God. I love him for it. Amen. He was a little offensive sometimes and he hurt sometimes. But I praise God for it. So if I get a little offensive, you forgive me, for I wouldn't offend you for all the world. And I know I do. The Bible said in many things we offend all. And I ask your forgiveness if I offend you outside the Word. If I hurt you outside the Word, but my brother and my sister, if I do my duty as a minister, I want you to receive it. Because it's for your good. It's for your good. Hallelujah. If I didn't love you, I wouldn't do it. You know what I'd do? I'd pat you on the back and I'd never offend you and I'd never do anything that was distasteful to you. And I'd get every dollar I could out of you and I'd rob you blind. Amen. But if I get a dollar from you for the kingdom of God, I want you to look me straight in the eyes and know exactly what you're doing. Amen. I don't want no sensation worked up to where you'll be sorry afterwards when you get out. I want you to know what you're doing. Praise God. So then I talk to you like a man. Amen. Then if you love me and stay with me, then if you give to me, I'll know there's something inside of you. The Bible said, rebuke a wise man and he'll love you. Rebuke a fool, you'll get yourself a block. He'll tell everybody in town what kind of bad fellow you are. All right, now if you've got your Bibles, I'd like for you to read with me over in the book of Hebrews chapter 11. I'm cutting down on the singing a little bit. Every now and then we get to singing and we get in a stream of singing and we just go on and go on and go on. And there's times and seasons for that. And then there's times to cut out some singing and to start bringing in the word of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And I feel like that we've been going pretty much with the singing for months now. And we need to get to the word of the Lord a little quicker.
Amen.
And to start ministering the word.
Amen.
Now then, I want you to turn to Hebrews chapter 11. I want to begin at the first verse, and I want to talk to you about faith tonight. I've been feeling led to talk about faith night after night, and I don't feel to let nobody preach. If I did, I'd let them. Amen. I'll let you preach when I feel to let you preach. And I feel that there's God on this end that tells me what to do. And if I stumble and stagger around, somebody saying, glory to God, he ain't got the anointing. I know somebody else was supposed to preach. I know I was supposed to preach. No. When you're supposed to preach, the Lord will let me know about it too. I pray and ask him. And if I don't, well, you just pray that he'll give me enough sense to know Amen. Praise God. And I don't feel to let nobody preach. I would have certainly done it because I didn't have any personal desire to preach tonight. Chapter 11 in the book of Hebrews, reading from the first verse. If you got your Bibles, and read with me. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gift, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen, is yet moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should enter, receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whether he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundation, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of the child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore spring there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promise, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly, they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from which they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is an heavenly, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God. For he hath prepared for them a city. By faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. And he that had received the promise offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from which also he received him as a figure. By faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith Jacob, when he was dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph, and worship leaning upon the top of his staff. By faith Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel, and gave commandments concerning his bones. By faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians, ashamed to do, were drowned. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. And what shall I more say? for the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson, of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trials of cruel mocking and scourging, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sown asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskin and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains, and in dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. God, having provided some better thing for us, that they, without us, should not be made perfect. That's reading the whole chapter of the book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter. And this chapter, of course, is on faith. I think most anybody hearing us read this chapter would right away know that this chapter was on faith. In the book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter, Paul the Apostle preaching to the Hebrew people, just as he preached to the Romans and to the Corinthians and to the other ones here that's recorded in the Bible, he is preaching to the Hebrew people and he's preaching faith to them. And on one occasion here in the message of faith, Paul asked them the question, how is miracles wrought in thy midst? He said, on one occasion, speaking to the Galatians, he said, O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you, that ye should not obey the truth, before whom Christ evidently was set forth and crucified. He said, this one thing I would learn of you, have I worked miracles among you by the works of the law or by faith in God? How did you get the dead raised, Paul said? Was it because of the works of the Hebrews, the law of Moses, or was it by faith in Jesus Christ? A lot of times we get sidetracked and we fail to remember that God works by faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. There's no ministry except the preaching of faith.
Amen.
You can preach what you want to. You can preach works all you want to. But the real ministry of Jesus Christ is faith in the finished works of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. We preached a message the other night on faith. As a matter of fact, in the last few days, we preached a number of messages on faith because I purpose in my heart that as the people have tried to do right and they've tried to come to the right thing, they're becoming conscientious and they want to be clean in the sight of God, that now it's time to preach faith to them. Hallelujah. Because a person can have faith in God if they are clean and upright in their heart. Hallelujah. And so then, Paul preaching to the Hebrew people, Paul was a man that fasted. Paul was a man that prayed. Paul was a man that sought God. Paul was a man that suffered many things by the powers of the enemy and yet had faith in God. Amen. I hear people talking about faith. And I wonder a lot of times, Dan, I see different people, different preachers and different laity, and traveling around the country, I meet a lot of folks and they talk about faith. And I think, Lord, have they really got faith in God? You see them get in a little trial and their faith goes down rock bottom. They're just like they're crushed and they can't believe God. They can't rise up anymore. They can't go over the hurdle anymore. They can't press on in anymore. And then they try to convince you that they got faith in God. Let me tell you something. When you've got a pocket full of money, when you're able to pay your bills, when you've got a good car to drive in, or ride around in, you've got a nice home to live in, and your neighbor's patting you on your back, you don't have to have faith. Just because you believe everything's all right and believe everything's going to be all right, that's not faith.
Amen.
That's not faith.
Right.
My brother, when you get down in the valley, hallelujah, David said, you walk through the valley of the shadows, then you can have faith.
Amen.
Amen. When you're way down there to where nobody can help you, and you don't have a helping hand, and you don't have a nest egg, and you don't have anybody to take hold of your hand and say, I'll help you, then it takes faith in God to be able to come out of it. That's where your faith is shown. Your faith is not shown when everything's going good. But faith is shown when the opposition is against you. Faith is shown when you're having trouble. Faith is shown when you don't know which way to turn. Faith is shown when your nerves is about to crack up on you. Faith is shown when cancer's eating you up. Faith is shown when you're out of a job and don't know what to do. Faith is shown when your bills can't be paid, my brother and sister. Faith is shown when the husband's not doing right. My wife. Amen. Mother. Faith is shown when the children are sick. Amen. And faith is shown, Daddy, when your wife is contrary to the devil. Will let her be. Amen. And it takes faith. It takes faith. Faith is in the time of opposition. But when everything's going well, that's not faith. Hallelujah. You're reading the book of Hebrews in the 11th chapter. The Bible said they received the dead raised to life again. They received it by faith. Amen. Somebody was dead. There was opposition at hand. But they raised the faith in God. Hallelujah. And the dead came to life. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. When the world was down on Noah, when everybody was coming against Noah and he didn't know what to do, when it was about to set into raining, when everybody thought he was a fanatic and nobody wanted to give him a hand in building the ark, and God had told him to build a monster of an ark, that any reasonable person in the right mind, as far as natural reasoning, would have never told a man to build an ark like that. Amen. It had to be faith.
Amen.
Glory to God. No normal man could have built that ark. Amen. He couldn't have got the materials to build it. And then the thing God required was to drive all the animals in it to get to the kind. There's no way to do that. That was impossible. God had given Noah a task, Brother John, that was impossible.
Amen.
To build an ark here that would hold enough to start the world over. Amen. That was impossible. That's why it was faith. And then Noah, against all of what God had told him to do, all of this thing that spoke contrary to it, all of the opposition against his mind, the devil pressing him saying that can't be done. And then besides that, all the people called him a fanatic and turned on him and mocked him. My brother, it took faith in God to build that ark. Amen. I said, amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. You're not going to get to heaven because you think you're good looking.
Amen.
You're not going to get to heaven because you think you're some special person.
Amen.
You're not going to get to heaven because you're young.
Amen.
Glory to God and think somebody else is old.
Amen.
You're not going to get to heaven because you're old and think that you got it because you don't have to go through what the youth is going through with. But it's going to take faith in God. Amen. The Bible said these died having a good report.
Amen.
They had a testimony that they pleased God.
Amen.
Enoch pleased God. He had a testimony, hallelujah, that he pleased God. Jesus had a testimony that he pleased God.
Amen.
I said in the early part of the message, if your ways please God, he maketh thine enemies to be at peace with you. Are you having trouble, my brother? Are you having problems, my sister? Then your ways don't please God. Are you separated from the brothers and sisters because of something that's come into your mind? Something somebody's told you through gossip. Are you separated? Then if you walk in the light as he is in the light, you shall have fellowship one with another, hallelujah. And the blood of Jesus cleanses thee from all of thy sins.
Amen.
It takes faith in God. Hallelujah. I felt the Spirit of God. We was praying for Brother Jimmy last night. He was sick. Praying down there for the little brother back here, Brother Bob's boy. He was sick. Praying for Brother Gerald. And before the living God, I felt the freedom of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Come down. And I said, I believe it. God healed you. Was you healed, Brother Gerald? Have you felt all right today? You was real sick, wasn't you, brother? Brother Jim, did God heal you today? Did you feel all right today? Little Bud, did God heal you today? You feel all right today? Hallelujah!
Amen.
Glory to God. You say, well, it don't amount to nothing. Let me tell you something, my brother. That virus will kill you.
Amen.
Amen. It's killed many people. It almost killed my little David. If you don't believe it, you talk with him. Hallelujah. God saved him. Glory to God. When he was about to die, vomiting up his insides, had got so weak and frail and skinny that he couldn't go. Amen. It stayed on him for days. God showed me in a vision an evil spirit that had got him and dragged him off to where I couldn't get to him and was tearing him to pieces. Showed me the evil spirit killed him in the vision. That's right. But I prayed to God. And old Brother Ernie, I know some of you don't think much of him, but I do. I don't agree with the evil things he does sometimes, or Satan takes advantage of him. But I believe in Brother Ernie. I still believe he loves God.
Amen.
Amen. The devil misleads him. But I remember a time when Ernie came to my house. Hallelujah. And I was praying for God to heal my boy. And old Brother Ernie come over, and he was living good then. And he come over and I said, Ernie, brother, I got confidence in you. I said, unite with me. And the Bible tells us if we agree on something, God will do it for us. I said, Ernie, I believe if you pray, God will heal my boy. Ernie said, we're going to pray. I believe God will heal him. And he meant that. Ernie's got faith, simple faith, when you get him stirred up in God.
Yes,
and he prayed the prayer of faith.
Praise
God.
God
immediately healed the boy. Glory to God. Amen. He done vomiting blood. Done got so he was pitiful. My brother, when you see a child vomit his intestines out, you know he's vomiting his very guts out of him. I tell you, it's a pitiful thing. It hurts. Tears you to pieces. Amen, that's right. But we prayed. And God undertook why? By faith, Ernie touched God for my little boy. Hallelujah! That's Bible! Glory to God. He said the prayer of faith shall save the sick. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Dad, you suffered for about a year. Is that right? Untold misery. But when the brethren got together that night and prayed for him, and faith in God came down, God healed him. Hallelujah. Mom, you were suffering the other night. Said that going up to your head, you're about to die, screaming down there. Said you felt like you're going to die. But the brethren prayed for you and God healed you. Is that right?
Amen.
Why? Because God's real. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right, to God.
Praise
God. When he brought that little boy, you know, there for Brother Taylor and the brethren to pray for him. Had the hole in his heart and the x-ray showed it. They prayed the prayer of faith.
Amen.
And God closed it up in recreation. Amen. I remember in Macon, Georgia, went over to a lady's house. Been fasting for about 5 days, hadn't eaten anything or a number of days. And the x-ray showed you have TB or spots on the lungs. But we prayed to God. And I believe that God healed the woman. They went back and checked her with the x-rays and said there's no spots.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. God heals. Amen. So many, many wonderful times. God has wonderfully healed.
Hallelujah.
Why? By faith. The Bible said they endured as seeing him who is invisible.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God.
Glory.
When I start talking about faith, my mind goes back to the many hundreds of things. Not many things, my brother, but to the many hundreds of things that God has done for me by faith. By faith. You say hundreds. My brother, hundreds of things. Not a hundred things. Not many things. Hundreds of things. Glory to God. That God has done for me by faith. Amen. I believe in faith. Glory to God. We just come over a financial hurdle that was absolutely impossible. And I made the statement here. I said, my brother and my sister, it's not the faith of coming over the gigantic hurdle that amazes the people. Not feeding the multitudes. I said, but glory to God, it's the 12 baskets full that's left after you feed them. I said, we'll come out of it, hallelujah, and have despair. And here we are, paid the bills and still got $13,000 or $14,000 coming in. Hallelujah. It's the basket full gym that's left at your feet. Glory to God. How did it happen? It happened by faith.
It's by His faith you're saved.
Glory to God. I believe. The Bible said here that Enoch was translated. He was translated by faith. Because he pleased God. He did not see death, but his faith translated him. Oh, how beautiful that is. Oh, I said, Lord, will you translate me? I said, God, make me like Enoch and translate me. Oh, God, I said, make me like Enoch and translate me. And God spoke to my heart and said, son, I translated you into the marvelous kingdom of your God. Hallelujah. How? By faith. I've been translated by faith into the kingdom of God that I should not see death. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You say, how? Because I got this testimony. But I praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody said, you're mighty puffed up. No. Paul said, if I boast, I'll boast in Christ. Glory to God, because he shed his blood at Calvary. Because he was wounded for my transgressions, and the chastisement of my peace was upon his back. I have a testimony before God that I praise God by the death of the beloved Savior. By the works of Calvary, glory to God. He pleased God in my behalf. And today my testimony is that I pleased God, and for this he translated me into the kingdom as he did Enoch. That I should not see death. Hallelujah. Somebody said, you mean you don't believe you're going to die? Yes, that's what I mean. Amen. Glory, I shout you today. Yes, what I mean. Hallelujah. Somebody said, well, what about the others? Well, Jesus said on one occasion, Lazarus sleepeth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He'll rock me to sleep, the songwriter said, in the cradle of love. And he'll wake me up in the bright morning light. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I believe it. I believe it because it's by faith. It is impossible to please God without faith. You say, I fast. That's wonderful. I believe you ought to. You say, I pray. That's wonderful. You got to do it. You say, but I give. That's good. And I know you ought to. Say, I come to church. That's wonderful. I love my neighbor. That's good. But the Bible did not say you'd be saved by praying. It did not say you would be saved by fasting. It did not say that coming to church would save you, or being a good neighbor, or giving, or believing in religion. But it said faith in God would save you. Hallelujah. A lot of times we say, well, why don't we have any miracles? Why don't we have any signs? Why don't we have any wonders? Some people are so blind they wouldn't see them if they happen. Amen. They happen around them all the time. Amen. And they don't see them.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. Amen. Praise God. One person can go to the doctor and get a shot and he knock a cold up and he'll broadcast it all over the place then. Amen. Amen. Take one shot. And they'll say, oh, that penicillin shot really done the work. And that individual will come back and say, I just got me a shot, I'm okay. But God can heal a half a dozen and nobody knows.
Amen.
Don't give them a shot. Unless it's a Holy Ghost shot. Praise God. Amen. What is it? God, he said, without faith, it's impossible to please God. We've got to do all these other things, my brother and sister. But it takes faith in God to be saved. The Bible speaks of Daniel here. It speaks of Noah. It speaks of Elijah. It speaks of Moses. It speaks of all the great preachers back in that day. All the preachers of righteousness. You say Brother Pike was not a preacher. The Bible said he was a preacher of righteousness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What's the power of the preacher? The Bible said over there, Abraham speaking, if they won't hear Moses and the preachers, or Moses and the prophets, Brother Gerald, they won't hear one though he rose from the dead.
Amen.
Amen. It's a powerful thing, my brother and my sister. Faith in God. Faith in the word that we're preaching. Faith in the word. The Bible said when they heard the word, they glorified the word in the early church. Why don't we glorify the word? Hallelujah. So then preaching faith in the word. Feel good, don't you? Hallelujah. Preaching faith. Moses, Daniel, Elijah. All of these great men, Brother Stevens. Hallelujah. They died. They died in the faith. They never received the promises, but they still had faith.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God. Amen. Died not having received the promise. Somebody said, well, I asked God for something and I didn't get it, Brother Pike. My lands, you ought to have been like these fellas. Hallelujah. They still believe.
Amen.
Glory to God, we need to believe. Amen. We need to believe. These men just went along believing, Brother Lee. They endured. Sometimes we feel like if God doesn't do something the very minute we ask Him to do it, then everything's terrible. But these men believed in God. These men had faith in God. They never yielded up their faith. The Bible said, cast not away thy faith, which hath great recompense and reward. Paul here in the 11th chapter of Hebrews, he tells us in his word, brother and sister, that faith is the substance of the thing that you're hoping for. It's the evidence of the thing that you can't see. Glory to God, that means if you got faith, you got it.
Amen.
You got it. It can't be altered or changed. You got it. Hallelujah. And so these endured as seeing Him who is invisible, walking in the light as His in the light, having fellowship one with another. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the blood of Jesus Christ cleansing us from all sin. Hallelujah. And from all iniquity. Why? Because we got faith in God. We got faith. I feel like we're just getting started here.
Amen.
I feel like we're just getting started. But I believe in faith.
Amen.
I believe in faith. Hallelujah. There's, I tell you, when you start preaching on faith, my, there just ain't no end to it. Brother Atlee, when you get right along here, the mind of God is just opened up to where you could bring 10,000 things out. Hallelujah.
Praise
God. I'm not going to win you. I'm glad to exhort you tonight on faith. I hope that you have faith. And I hope that I'll have a chance to break down and teach to you what I understand of faith. It's worked for me. Maybe it'll work for you. I believe it will. Hallelujah. You want to stand with me? Praise be unto God.